Yeah. So basically what happened was, in order for them to make that file, they took the U.S. Census data. They then mapped out, like...
Welcome, and thank you all for coming. I'm really, really glad that you made it here. I think this is going to be really, really cool. So I want to just say a few words about SOPOR and PICA. So you probably have noticed what happened this week. I want to ask a slightly different question. Who of you had a friend or relative point out to you that something strange is going on with Wikipedia this week? Excellent. And can I also ask you, who of you has actually done something personally about SOPA or PIPA, whether it's tweeting or writing or calling? Yay, let's give it all a round of applause. So can I ask who has not yet done anything about SOPA or PIPA? Please be brave. Okay, for those who have done nothing yet or who have done very little, I'd like to encourage you to do more. It's still not over. These laws are still being discussed, although they are postponed. Patrick Leahy said today, basically, screw y'all, how can you do this? Fight piracy, we must push this law through in some form. So they are very much still fighting for what they asked for. And what they asked for is pretty radical and pretty destructive. As you know, what they asked for is blacklisting of entire websites, basically shutting down sites at the DNS level. What they asked for is removing sites entirely, not just specific URLs, but entire domain names from other websites like Google, YouTube, or Wikipedia for that matter. What they asked for essentially is to interfere with our right to speak to each other. This is not, as they have tried to frame it, about Hollywood versus the tech industry. This is not, as they have tried to frame it, about content industry versus infrastructure industry. This is about elites versus people. And that is the scary part of it. And what it really is about is that the internet has become a public medium, a public space, a space where we can all build things and create things and share things. And this is why it's so incredibly offensive to us as Wikipedians when they say, we are protecting the rights of creators, we are protecting the rights of artists, we are protecting the rights of photographers. Screw you. We are creators, we are authors, we are photographers, we are writers, we build things, we create things, we share things. And they want to tell us that we're not. They want to tell us that we are an industry, that we're representing money. That is not the case. What we're trying to say is, don't screw with the internet. Don't hurt the internet. The internet is what has enabled this all to happen. So as Wikipedians, we talk to each other, and thousands of us came together on Wikipages, and we said, what are we going to do about this? Like, this looks pretty damn scary. Wikipedians are not political people. They are people who write an encyclopedia in their spare time. So they are people who like to count things, or write things, or fix things. There's a mistake here. Let's make this better. Let's write a really great article. Let's go to the library and do some research. They're not the kinds of people you expect in a political protest. So this was a reaction against a real material threat to our existence. This is why we did this. And it's not an invitation by us to say, we would really like to be involved in the process of writing the laws. It was a message saying, don't screw with the internet. Don't hurt our ability to do what we are trying to do. We're not going to take the next step of saying, oh, we would like to propose the following counter-legislation to combat piracy. That's not the message we're sending here. The message we're sending is, leave us the hell alone and let us do what we do best, which is to build things and to create things. And to me, this is what this event is about as well. It's about building things and creating things. And the better the things we are that we build, the stronger we get. 5 years ago, 10 years ago, what we did this week, not just Wikipedia, but lots and lots of other websites coming together and saying enough, wouldn't have mattered, or wouldn't have mattered as much. Because people would have said, oh yeah, this weird, crazy new internet thing is just a fad anyway, and there's startup companies and venture capitalists organizing the whole thing, and we wouldn't have had the same audience and the same impact. But because we spent the last decade building things, we have impact. We are the mainstream media. We, the people, are the mainstream media. So the blackout, some people have said, was a publicity stunt. But it was not a publicity stunt. It was an emergency measure directing people to prevent this from happening. But now we go back to work. And work for us means building stuff. So what are we going to build this weekend? Well, one of the things that's special about Wikipedia, other than it being a community of authors and creators, writers, photographers, is that it is a fully open and nonprofit and public benefit-oriented community. And everything that we do, we share. All the content we write, we share. Under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license, you can use it for any purpose, you can build upon it, you can extend it. The software we write, we share. Under the GPL v2, you can use it, you can build upon it, you can extend it. And so a lot of people have done that. A lot of people have written tools, applications based on Wikipedia. Google has done so. Microsoft has done so. Twitter has done so. Facebook has done so. You go to those sites, go to Google Maps, you have the Wikipedia layer. Go to Facebook, you look up what cycling is, you have a Wikipedia article. Go to Bing, look up any term, you get a Wikipedia preview. Go to the Android market, or go to the App Store and look up Wikipedia, and you get tons of applications that are built on top of Wikipedia content or Wikipedia code, or both. But most of them are crap. It's true. Look now if you want. Most of them are just garbage that's repackaging content with ads on it for no purpose. In fact, they benefited for a long time from the fact that we didn't have an official Wikipedia Android app in the market. And so if you looked in the market, you had like trendy, crappy apps. Now you have the official Wikipedia Android app, and hopefully the incentive for people to write crappy apps with ads on them will disappear. But there are also some really, really cool applications, some really neat inventions based on Wikipedia content. New interfaces for reading or visualizing content. There are augmented reality applications where you can take out your phone and you can see around you. There's a Wikipedia article describing this object. Those are the kinds of things we'd love to see, and more like it. So we hope that this weekend we'll start building some of these things. There are many, many ideas. You will find them on the wiki page, but it's real-time collaboration. Wikipedia is still a pretty static thing. It should be a much more living thing, much more visibly, openly reflecting how dynamic it is. You go to our article, you see how many people are working on it, you can talk to them, you can see their cursors moving around, you can interact with them. That's what Wikipedia should be and will be, but we have to build it. And there are many other such applications. We will try to share with you what we know. Can the folks who work for the Wikimedia Foundation or who know MediaWiki very well please stand up? We will help you. We are here to help you. Thank you. We have all a sign on our badge that says, we are here to help you. We ask one thing in return, which is that if you build something from scratch this weekend, please make it open source. That would be very nice. We will explain our APIs to you. We will explain our content dump format to you. We will explain how you write for MediaWiki, our core software, an extension, how you make modifications to the core, We will explain our operations environment to you. We will share with you our public configuration if you so care. We will explain things to you, and we will work with you. We hope this is the beginning of working together with you. We hope some of you will partner with us, some of you will volunteer with us, and maybe some of you will come to work for us. We've got lots of jobs that we're hiring for. If the idea of working for the public good for a large part of your life or part of it appeals to you, come talk to us. There will be opportunities to talk to us. So, with those final words, I hope you will enjoy this weekend. Happy hacking, everyone.